I have with me Pekka Puhilja, who is Vice President of Nokia Services. Next month, Nokia is launching its Ovi store. Already iTunes has over a billion downloads, and Ovi means door. Some people think the door's been slammed, so what's going to happen now?
I think what's going to happen now is that if you look at the history and traditionally Nokia handsets, you have had various ways to get content or applications to your device. Now we are basically taking those several ways together, having a one place where the consumer find their content, and also building in what we call the social ways to find what you like in the store.
Now, how is that different from the Apple Store? What new things are you bringing?
I think that the biggest what we are playing on is our assets in what we call people and places. So what you have recommended, what my friends are liking, what is relevant in the area where I am. And of course, the one very practical thing is that's the tool, that's the store for Nokia devices, basically meaning that that's the easiest way when you are Nokia's device owner to get your application and content.
Yeah, right. And now, looking at the iPhone apps, and 35,000 of them, they're so varied, it's difficult to think of anything new. Are there going to be new kinds of applications coming for the Ovi store?
I think that first of all, the one thing is to get all the good applications available. Do they have to exactly be new? Is one question. You know, they just will work in Nokia devices. Well, that's
because you have a bigger user base.
Well, yeah. We have a user base. I mean, there's like 1 billion people out there with a Nokia device.
And how many of those have got smartphones?
I don't have the exact number at the moment, but when we are looking at the chances of a store, when we open a store, there's about 50 million phones out there which support day one the Ovi store. But then to your original question, which I kind of avoided, but the real question, what's the special thing, what's the new? It's exactly that. We believe that from our services, you will get lots of the location and social aspects. So how application, let me take an example, how your music application could be more social, or how your application when you land in a new city, how you could make a mashup to your maps telling about things that you like. That is more about bringing people and places to the application. That's the differentiation.
Right, and how will the maps be different?
Sorry?
How will the maps be different? Do they have a special ingredient?
Maps as such are maps, you know. We have two things in Nokia. One is of course that we have the Navtech part in Nokia, which is the world's biggest digital map provider. So the map is a map. But what we will then build, and we told yesterday here that we will be opening the API, so how you can start building applications utilizing the map data or on top of the maps. So maps as such, navigation is navigation, and you can argue whether one has a better navigation or not. But our point is that it's also an application development environment for us.
Yeah, right. Well, final question. When do you think, you're much bigger than Apple in terms of your base, far bigger, when do you think you'll get to the stage where you've got as many applications as Apple has?
I think that, you know, if you calculate the number of developers we have today, Nokia has 4 million developers out there. So
meaning, when you say 4 million?
4 million developers, people who have registered to be writing code to Nokia, so there is not the... We are not in a lack of people writing apps. Now it's just we have opened our publish on Ovi, basically the way for developers to submit things to Ovi store a couple of months ago, and now the pipeline is filling. So let's start the countdown when we open the store, and I'll answer that then. So it's just getting them activated.
Right. It's opening next month.
It's opening next month.
Okay, Pekka, thank you very much.